This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about living in the fifth dimension. Most people live as if they're trapped like rats in the three dimensions of space and the fourth dimension of time. They don't know anything about the fifth dimension, where their spirit lives forever. Charles Darwin and his disciples would have me believe that a cosmic accident created the three dimensions of space and the fourth dimension of time. Not only do they want me to swallow their watermelon-sized cosmic accident in one gulp, they want me to believe that this is all there is. I have read their arguments, and I'm not impressed. Their backward thinking requires more faith than I can muster. It's easier for me to live in the fifth dimension of spirit, where I have a personal relationship with God, than it is to live in a meaningless universe that came into existence as a result of their cosmic accident. After you take a look at the five dimensions, you can decide whether you will settle for living in only the first four dimensions, or if you will open your heart to God's love and learn what it means to max out on His love in the fifth dimension. The three dimensions of space are found in your physical world. You have a powerful attachment to the dimensions of space. They contain everything that you touch, see, hear, taste, and smell. All of your senses combine to tell you that this is the real world. In fact, you never question whether the three dimensions of space are real. You accept them and live your entire life in them. Because you can touch them, they must be real. Your connection with the dimension of space is so powerful that it's easy to feel the physical world is all there is. It seems so real, and you're comfortable with it because you can see it, touch it, and manipulate it. You even act like you understand the three dimensions of space, when the truth is, you live in a physical universe that you don't comprehend. The more you learn about it, the more you find it's much different than the way it seems to your senses. In the 20th century, the physical universe seemed simple. At the infinitely small level, everything was made up of molecules. Molecules were made up of atoms, and atoms were made up of electrons, protons, and neutrons. In the 21st century, the new model for reality has photons, neutrinos, positrons, and elementary particles that exist only for nanoseconds. Now you hear about dark matter, which fills voids in an infinitely expanding universe. It turns out that you really don't have a good understanding of the physical universe at the infinitely small level. Similarly, at an infinitely large level, the physical universe is beyond your comprehension. Scientists believe that a massive explosion at the beginning of time caused the universe to eternally expand outward into empty space. They have no idea what or who made the Big Bang happen. Your senses quickly fail when you look at the universe at the infinitely large and infinitely small levels. You are stuck between a rock and a hard place. You are stuck between the rock of the infinitely large and the hard place of the infinitely small. You take a perch somewhere between the infinitely large and the infinitely small, and you describe your perch as reality. It's the only reality your senses have the capacity to understand. Your five senses restrict your ability to understand the universe in which you live. It's not your fault that you have only five senses. However, it is your fault when you take what your five senses tell you and say that is all there is. If you can't touch it, taste it, see it, smell it, or hear it, it doesn't exist. God gave you five senses so that you could survive in the physical world. They are biological survival tools and nothing more. As you navigate through life, take their advice when it's helpful, but don't let them become the judge and jury of what's real in the physical and spiritual universe. Don't become a prisoner of your five senses. The fourth dimension is time. Time is also beyond your comprehension. The theory of relativity teaches that time has plastic qualities. As you accelerate an object toward the speed of light, time slows down. How can that be? You look at your watch and your senses tell you that time is constant. But no matter what your senses say, physicists tell you a different story. Your senses quickly fail when you try to understand time. Time is in the realm of theoretical physics. When a physicist starts to talk about the space-time continuum, you probably look at your watch to see if it's time to leave. The only thing you know for certain about time is that you really don't understand it. You never have and probably never will know exactly what time is. Although you talk about time as if you know it like a close friend, you have in fact never met. When you face the facts, you realize that you live in a physical universe that you don't understand. Your knowledge of the dimensions of space and time are approximate rather than ultimate. If you're smart, you won't limit yourself to living in only the first four dimensions. You will open your heart and mind to God's love and enter the fifth dimension, the dimension of spirit. Spirit is what you are. Spirit is also what God is. You live in the spirit all the time, but your five senses are terminally challenged trying to verify the spirit. Your five senses imprison you. The senses that ensure your safe passage through the physical world blind you to the reality of the spiritual one. There is a time to listen to your senses and a time to come to your senses and listen to the spiritual voice within. When you listen to your inner voice, you discover that you are a spiritual being living in a physical body. You encounter the challenge of living in the spirit without denying your body and living in your body without denying your spirit. Your body is not who you are, but it is a part of who you are. You are a spirit. Your body is only where your spirit lives, this side of eternity. Your challenge as a spiritual being is to honor and enjoy your body and at the same time avoid excessive attachments to its preferences. When you are overly attached, you suffer. This is more than abstract metaphysical nonsense. This is what it means to be human. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You sense your spirituality every day. If you satisfy the cravings of your spirit, you find meaning and fulfillment. If you satisfy only the cravings of your body, you become a prisoner of the physical world. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. If you satisfy the cravings of your spirit, you find meaning and fulfillment. If you satisfy only the cravings of your body, you become a prisoner of the physical world. The fifth dimension is also the dimension of relationships. In the fifth dimension, you have a personal relationship with God, spirit to spirit. The Bible teaches that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The spiritual relationships of the fifth dimension nourish your spirit for eternity. Life has nothing to do with the accumulation of things. There is no eternal scorecard that reflects how many dollars, houses, cars, and yachts you accumulate on your passage through time. Your spirit is the only part of you that endures. What your spirit becomes on its passage through time is what you take with you into eternity. Your spirit is the most important part of who and what you are. If you ignore your spirit, your life becomes a museum of meaningless experiences and acquisitions that blow away in the winds of time. If you live in the spirit, you find meaning and joy in spite of all the challenges that come your way. Don't ignore your spirit because it's who you really are. Now I want to give you an affirmation that will help you live in the fifth dimension. My five senses are terminally challenged in trying to verify the spiritual world. The five senses that ensure my safe passage through the physical world blind me to the reality of the spiritual one. There is a time to listen to my senses and a time to come to my senses and listen to the spiritual voice within. If I satisfy the cravings of my spirit, I find meaning and fulfillment. If I satisfy only the cravings of my body, I become a prisoner of the physical world. My spirit is the only part of me that will endure. What my spirit becomes on its passage through time is what I take with me into eternity. I will not ignore my spirit because it's who I am.